Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi there, this is Nicola Beer, and I'm so happy that you're here with me. We're going to be talking about rejection today. I also just want to say thank you so much to those of you that have recently left ratings and reviews. I really, really appreciate it. It motivates me to create more episodes. It motivates me to continue with this, and knowing that you're actually liking it and enjoying the content and finding it useful. It's lovely to hear from you. It's lovely to see the ratings and reviews. So thank you so much. If you have a topic that you really would love me to create an episode on as well, please do feel free to email me. I'm going to put my details with the episode link. Handling rejection in intimate relationships is difficult. Handling rejection in any area of our life is difficult. It's painful, no matter where it comes from, especially when it comes from your partner, the one that knows you the most and is meant to love all of you deeply. Rejection is one of the hardest feelings to experience because it often plays on your mind like a non-stop, stuck, broken record, scratching away at your mind, at you and your sanity. Well, this is how it used to be for me anyway. And having supported thousands of people now, I know that I'm not alone when it comes to rejection. My partner would rather watch reruns of TV than want to spend time or make love to me. It hurt. As he sat there glued to the TV and his laptop day after day, night after night, I felt angry, frustrated, and alone. And then the real gremlins crept in. I started to wonder, what's wrong with me? Was I unattractive? Perhaps too fat, too old, too boring? Or could there be someone else? I would spiral into negative doubts about myself. Then at the same time, I would shift the blame back to my partner. There's something wrong with him, I would say to myself. He's an addict, a geek, abnormal, lazy. The more I switched back and forth from self-blame to blame, the more low energy I was pumping into our relationship and my life. It was like I was poisoning myself from the inside out, with no antidote to save me or us. The whole relationship felt doomed and my self-esteem plummeted. I felt wounded and I could not shake it. I remember searching online for some support and stumbled along an article that gave you advice saying, the first thing you need to do is to sit your partner down and tell them how horrible they are making you feel. The next thing you need to do is to let them know how much pain they are causing. 3. Tell them that you want more attention, affection, and intimacy. I spoke to well-meaning friends, and they said the same thing. Talk it through and point out to him what he's doing wrong. So I did. It backfired on me massively. I didn't know back then what I do now. Otherwise, I never would have followed that awful advice. He felt attacked, and our talk pushed us further apart. Of course, he already knew something had shifted in our relationship, and he didn't need it thrown back in his face. After the talk, we both started analysing the relationship and each other's behaviour even more, watching out for any negative signs and actions. When you look for something, you find it. Small things become big things. We started to drift apart until it was more comfortable to live separate lives in separate rooms. Low frequency energy was pouring into our home and the relationship like smoke from a fire, drowning us. I failed to see back then that my way of handling rejection was making the whole situation worse, that I was lighting this fire that we were choking on. Since then, I've been on an extensive transformational 9-year journey of healing, research, and self-discovery. During these years, I studied psychology, relationships, counseling, hypnotherapy, meditation, cellular healing, life coaching, conflict resolution, grief and loss, and yoga teacher training. And that's not all of it. I spent literally thousands and thousands of dollars and even more hours to find out what works and what doesn't work when it comes to transforming a relationship. And now, having helped couples all over the world online to rebuild love and trust, I want to share a few tips. These work whether the relationship is suffering from a lack of affection and intimacy, financial conflict, family interference, cultural clashes, addictions, or poor communication. Whilst I cannot help those I support to undo their past and undo the feelings of their rejection, I can support them to let it go, to self-soothe, and to focus on changing what they can control, their own love energy and their own relationship, their own behaviour. Let's start with talking about the most common causes of rejection in relationship. The most common causes of rejection that cause pain that I deal with couples is where one is refusing affection, cuddles, kisses, holding hands, sitting next to each other on the sofa. Then there's withholding sex. Then there's statements like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Or, I don't deserve your love, and being pushed away. Then there's the lack of quality time given to someone, a lack of being present, lack of attention given to someone. Now, these are all forms of rejection, and I'm going to be giving a strategy to deal with these in just a moment. But let me just say, if there's rejection because there has been a cyber affair where someone has been messaging an ex on Facebook or WhatsApp or a stranger, rude or sexual or intimate or private information, this requires a different strategy. If there's been an emotional affair, and you're feeling rejected because your partner is having an emotional affair or having a physical affair or has a sex addiction or a porn addiction, then this kind of rejection I can support you with in a different way. So I have lots of episodes on affairs, so you may want to listen to those in this podcast. And also I invite you to have a relationship rescue session with me. So I'll put that along with this episode, the link. If you're struggling because there's been an affair, either you've had an affair or your partner's had an affair and you really want to enhance the relationship, then I would love to support you with that. It's something that I do every day, focus on helping people with that. And it's also a major part covered in my online programs because it's so, so common. So, okay, moving on, we're now going to go into the three steps to handling rejection in relationships, the three steps that I support individuals with when they're feeling rejected to start to feel good again. And let's start. So number one is self-care. Many people start to scan and attack themselves after being rejected, where they think there must be something wrong with me, something I'm not doing right, or they wonder if they're good enough. Sometimes people punish themselves with addictive habits that don't serve them, or with negative self-talk, or other forms of self-attacking. This only creates more harm to oneself and the relationship. In order to counteract the pain of rejection, we need to boost our self-esteem and self-love even more. Be nurturing and kind to ourselves. It's the only way to bring back balance into our lives and into the relationships. Because if you think about it this way, if your partner is being unloving for whatever reason, then he or she is putting a low frequency, a low vibe energy into the relationship. Okay? They are essentially injecting it with an unloved vibration and mood. If you then internalize the rejection and also act in an unloving way, either towards yourself or back towards them, there's going to be even more low vibe, low love energy in your home and the relationship. Does that make sense? If you want to move forward through rejection, then you need to do self-caring exercises, things that will boost your confidence, things that will make you feel good. What makes you feel good? For me, it's healthy, nutritious food, yoga, comedy nights, catch-ups with friends, walk along the beach. These things bring me joy. My favourite, herbal tea, a good book. I know I probably sound like a right geek now, but they do, they make me happy. And it's lovely. Also, Skyping my family. I love to Skype my family. I have a brother in Washington, D.C. My dad is in London. My mother and my sisters are in Southampton in the UK. So Skyping them is just wonderful. These things make me feel good. And when you think about it, you make up 50% of the relationship. And with the right intention and positive energy, you can make 80 to 90% of the difference. So you can really address that unlove by loving yourself, putting in feeling good energy into the relationship, positive energy into the relationship, and it will shift things. And I know this, you know, as I mentioned to you, I went completely the wrong way about speaking to my partner, which just made us drift apart. And when I started loving myself and being more positive towards myself, I saw a huge transformation. And I'm going to share that with you in my Empowered Love Masterclass, which you can get access to this with this episode. It's an hour-long, 60-minute masterclass. So book some time, get some popcorn or get your favorite drink and sit and watch it. And it will tell you exactly how to transform your relationship from the inside out. Step two in handling rejection is to give without expectation. As hard as it is, in order to move forward, we must accept the current situation and focus on what we can control, our own actions. You do this through accepting your partner's behavior and feelings and moving forward in the direction you want. Don't fight what they say or do, as it often pushes them further away. If you want a loving relationship, there needs to be love flowing in it. So if you want to be treated differently or want your partner to change, the only way to do that is to be positive and give love. This makes you far more attractive than being needy or negative. And the third thing you need to do is using rejection as a sign to take action. Rejection is a part of life and it happens in all relationships from time to time. There will always be an occasion where one in the couple wants more affection, more attention, more intimacy, and the other is less interested. So don't take it to heart. As hard as it is, I used to take things really to heart. And, you know, I'm quite a sensitive person. I'm quite an emotional person. So it does, you know, obviously it does hurt. But it's not going to help us if we are really taking it to heart. It's just that they may not be in the mood for a whole host of other reasons. And just assume that it's temporary and it'll pass. And this is the best thing you can do in your relationship. Rather than making a big deal out of it, pointing it out, trying to talk about it, making it a big thing, the key is be positive and assume that it's temporary and take other actions to strengthen your relationship. Did you know that a low libido is often caused by fear, low mood, work stress, and tiredness? And there has been some links to unemployment, which I guess comes in with the fear and the low mood and the stress. A lack of closeness by addictions, losses and significant life changes can also affect how intimate, how affectionate someone is. So focus on what you can change, you. Make an effort to create more fun and happy times. Many men and women assume the worst. They got caught up in a drama that coldness will be permanent or that the coldness means the end. And this can cause unnecessary tension and strain in the relationship. If you brush it off as a passing phrase and be loving and understanding back, it can often radically transform things. These three things all fall under the one key action that I help individuals to do, and that's to awaken their love energy. If you like what you have heard in this episode, then I would love you to watch my masterclass. Find some time and give yourself that gift, because it's really a masterclass on how to take control of what you can control. And if something's not working, how to find a new way and new strategies of doing things. And as mentioned, if there has been an affair, my heart goes out to you. Nothing is more painful than discovering a emotional or physical affair in your relationship. And you'll want to do more than this. What you need to do is to rebuild trust, rebuild connection, and I'll put my details privately if you want to reach out to me in total confidence, and we can start discussing a way forward. From my heart to yours, wishing you a wonderful week ahead. Take care.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.